move every like 6 months to a year. Like I moved a lot when I first got here, and I've been in the same place for a decade.
A decade? How long are you? Have you been in the place you're vacating, remember?
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been on Union and Meeker for 6 years. It is time to leave. One of the wildest blocks in the city. I'm very excited.
Would you say the block you're moving to is less wild?
Yeah, it's more residential. I mean, it's still in a major thoroughfare. Bushwick Ave is like how everyone gets to JFK. So there's a lot of cars, but I live in between like two churches.
What's going on at Union and Meeker?
There's like six bars.
Oh.
A lot of 24-year-olds, a lot of new bankers, a lot of people with punchable faces. Yeah.
I mean, said the same thing three times. 24-year-olds, new bankers, punchable faces.
That's true. That is true.
Have you felt like 6 years ago, like you're like, this is it? This is the block?
Oh, I mean, I was a 24-year-old with a punchable face. I can't add, so I can't be a banker. But I had two of the three. I was terrible.
If you're not punchable in your 20s for a while, you're doing something wrong, right?
I don't know why one moves here. Yeah. They're not going to be a little punchable.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm punchable. I think I'm more punchable over 30 than I was under 30.
Really?
I think I've grown more punchable.
My peak punchable was like 28, 29.
We should put out a survey. Yeah. When were you
most punchable? Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Strout.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is writer Rembert Brown.
What's up?
What's up?
Matt.
What's up?
Been a minute.
It's been a minute. Rembert and I went to the same high school.
Whoa.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not at the same time.
I was just going to say not at the same time, but then I was like, that can only be offensive to one of you.
I graduated a few high school cycles before Rembert, right?
Yeah, cycles.
Yeah. No, I think like 1.75 cycles.
I'll take that and run with it. Okay.
We also have frequently played a Thanksgiving alumni touch football game.
That's true. And let me tell you what happens in this game. Rembert shows up. Despite saying that he never shows up for anything late, he shows up about 25 minutes late to this game, immediately checks in, catches a long touchdown.
Passes out.
It does an insane celebration and then just kind of coasts on that the rest of the day. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. The game also like used to be like 3 hours long. Now it's like a strong 45.
Yeah.
Because everyone's knees are bad. And there was one year that the game ended up being just like 3 versus 3 because everyone got hurt like within the first 45 minutes. But yeah, that's kind of my...
You've got like one good route in you now.
I've got one good route. Like everyone's just like, oh, like I forgot he's kind of fast. And then everyone remembers I have no endurance and I'm out of shape.
Yeah. It's a pretty exciting moment because it's like, how is he actually going to pull this off? Because everyone knows it's coming.
Yeah.
And he somehow pulls it off.
Everyone hears my car coming around the block. They're like, okay, well, in 5 minutes, here he comes.
Remember, your computer is closed and your hat is sitting on top of it. Your icon when you log into your computer. I've never seen this before. It's the drums.
It's a
little
drum.
Drummer boy? Is this one of the options?
I guess so.
You didn't choose it. It chose you?
I think it chose me.
Matt, what's yours?
Mine's a football, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
But by the way, Ezra's painting the picture of what's in front of Rembert here. Phone, computer, watch, coffee cup, half-eaten apple, wallet. More importantly, banana split in half. And we documented this.
Yeah, check the video.
The video to come.
I can't do... It's becoming problematic because I've started wearing jewelry.
Uh-huh.
I like jewelry. But whenever I sit down to write or something, I have to take everything off of my arms.
Yep.
So sometimes it's like...
You took off your watch as soon as you sat down?
It's like that. I take off my watch and my ring every single time I sit down. This ring, it's my college ring that I lost for 9 years. I got it in the mail.
That's how many 2.2 high school
cycles. I got it in the mail right before Thanksgiving of 2009, and then went home for Thanksgiving and apparently left it in my friend Matt's house. And then last Thanksgiving, I went over to say hey to his mom, and his mom, Bess, was like, hey, like I'm glad you're here. I found this in the couch.
So you just got this back.
I got it back 9 years later. My favorite thing is I immediately just see thing that says decline credit card like at the top of my
second
inbox
email.
Before something about career day. That's like a metaphor for my life.
It's
like,
those two emails.
My car doesn't go through, and I'm supposed to teach kids about how to have a good career.
33 emails just came in. I want to have a heart attack.
I get about 400 to 500 emails a day.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I mean, look at the timestamps. They come in like every 3 minutes.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Matt. It's Nicole.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Not much. Do you want to do an interview just to practice our interview skills?
Oh, that'd be great. I'm always looking to hone that stuff.
Great. When was the last time you vacuumed?
Ooh, I'm going to say like 9 days ago.
That's a long time.
Well, yeah, big vacuum. The big vacuum came out 9 days ago. The little vacuum comes out much more often.
Okay.
Like almost every day the little vacuum comes out.
Oh, that sounds... wow. So that's interesting because it sounds both like it's not happening enough because you don't have enough time. And yet, it sounds like you're spending way too much time on that.
A lot of time. A lot of time vacuuming. A lot of crumb. Yeah.
That, I mean, that's bad. That's like the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it's not great.
Matt, how would you say you feel about the cleanliness of your home?
I feel that it's an avalanche that is constantly sliding toward me, and I'm desperately trying to push it up and stop it from crushing me.
Wow, Matt, you need help.
We may be getting there, yeah.
Yeah, Matt, you need, I mean, because in addition to just having a whole home that you have to take care of, you're also managing people.
There are people here, and that's a big part of it, because those people make messes, those children of mine.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're ending up spending any free time you have running errands,
yeah,
taking care of the house.
Yeah.
That's a lot, Matt. You're missing out on quality lifetime. Your life is passing you by. Do you know what you need?
What do I need?
You need Care.com.
Okay, I'm listening.
Care.com is the easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in the family when and where you need it. And not just everyone in the family, Matt. You can also find housekeepers on Care.com.
Well, I like the sound of that. What else can you find?
Care.com is the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. You can find care for everyone in the family. Whether you need childcare while you're at work or want to line up a date night sitter, Care.com is there for you.
Wow, you can find sitters and nannies, housekeepers, dog walkers, senior care, tutors, errand runners, and more. Full-time, part-time, anytime. Nicole, using Care.com makes life simpler for families everywhere.
At Care.com, you can find it, book, and pay for care all in one place.
Care.com makes it easy to take care of all your household employer obligations, including nanny taxes, with Care.com Home Pay. Also, Care.com provides access to a variety of background check options you can purchase to help you make the best hiring decision.
Join for free as a basic member and start searching for great local caregivers. Once you upgrade to a premium membership, you can reach out to them, schedule interviews, and even book and pay for care online or through our app. Their app.
Nicole.
It's not my app, Matt.
Thank you for clarifying. I also have to say, Nicole, Care.com is a great tool for me when I need care at a moment's notice. This home needs help. The website is really easy to use, Nicole. They make it really easy. Like, you need a housekeeper, you need another caregiver, you just click through. The options are right there. There's not a lot of confusing stuff to read. Just nice, clean, pleasant-looking icons to click on. You can just click through and get where you need to go.
Matt, are you on there right now? It sounds like you're on there right now. And can you tell me, just roughly, if you put in your zip code, how many housekeepers are you finding in the area?
It seems to be so many, yes.
Would you even say maybe so many?
I would say a double so, comma, so many.
To save 30% off a Care.com premium membership, visit care.com/inbox when you subscribe.
That's care.com/inbox.
We're burying the lead here. This is huge. Are you using Apple Mail?
Oh, yeah. I use Apple Mail.
This is a first for us, I think, Matt, right?
I think that's right,
what
yeah.
else do people use?
Everyone just goes email, to the Gmail web browser.
That's ridiculous. I also got rid of GChat. I don't use GChat anymore.
Okay.
So that was my only reason to really use the Gmail client.
Right.
The thing I got used to is the thing I'm going to keep doing forever.
Yeah.
So I just got used to this, and now it's...
Yeah. All right, Rembert, here's the thing that I have not directly prepared you for, but if you listen to the show, you may know this. We have to think of someone you do not want to email.
Okay.
Email. Roulette.
The immediate fear is like an ex or something. Yes. Like, that's like the first one. Mine is more like, I want to pick someone who I will never explain it to.
Okay.
Someone who will probably get it in like 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Be super weirded out about it. And maybe in a month will like build up the confidence to... approach me about it,
right?
And I'll never respond. And it'll just kind of linger for maybe 2 years. That's the kind of person in my head, like someone from my college past.
Okay.
Well, my first thought was my friend, who you may know, a friend from high school, my friend Brad.
Okay.
Because he's like, he's a beautiful soul, but it's like a very emotional soul. He'll like read it over and over and over again and like try to find the inner meaning
So this is something different. Yeah.
Yes. So typically people are just like, oh, this is a person I don't want to make any contact with. And then we make them send a crazy email. But you, it sounds like you are open to making a relationship that you have and care about a little weird.
Yeah. For like temporarily weird. I don't want.
I love this.
Like, yeah. I want it to be someone who like, either like a kind of good friend that I like fucking with, or someone that I haven't spoken to. And here's why. The worst medium of communication is Facebook Messenger. And my Facebook Messenger is just people from like my college years and sometimes high school hitting me up like after 10 years being like, hey man, like been a while. By the way, like me and my friend are starting a company. Will you tell your old boss Bill Simmons about it? You know, it's like stuff like that where they like hop in my life after 10 years and I'm like, this is so awkward. So I was like, I kind of want to do that back to someone.
Okay.
And just like ask them for a wild favor.
I love this so much. Get on Facebook.
Okay.
I've gotten emails that are like, hey, your successful friends who have a TV show, would you just tell them I really like it? And that this is my name? And I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
I kind of want to ask someone that works at Apple if I can just have
great, do
free,
Apple. Oh, yeah. That's great. Do Apple. That's better.
Something for free. Or actually, God, I wish I knew someone that worked at Samsung. I'd be like, I want to make the switch. Can
do
you
it.
Send me a free phone?
Yeah.
Oh, this might be the one. Front-end web developer at SoulCycle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember who this is. That's perfect.
Perfect.
But we've been friends since 2007.
Oh, wow. So we could reference that as well.
That's bananas. So during college at some point, you became
and
friends.
I also kind of want a free SoulCycle membership.
Okay, so
a
I think...
full membership? Not even a class?
No, I want a full...
The full ride.
I want a full ride for me and my girlfriend.
Let's aim high here.
Because like, I actually kind of want to get back in shape so I can do more than one run in the... game.
Thanks for changing it to run for Nicole. That
yeah,
was nice.
I appreciate
of you.
It.
Yeah.
No more. We have his Gmail. What do we do?
Wow. Oh. This is coming full circle.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit. He sent me an email, that kind of email that I was talking about in 2014. We have to do this person.
Oh, so wait, is there another person in the loop too?
So this is my actual good friend, Dan from college, who I think connected us on an email.
You guys.
And, this is perfect.
Wow.
He was trying to get something he was doing. Should I read the email?
You can read the email without names.
And this is to me. He goes, awesome. Hey, Rim. So a guy I work with at fancy.com, which I don't...
Click it.
Do we know what fancy.com is? Runs the EBC at Rucker Park, which is the Entertainers Basketball Classic, I think. And last week, things popped off with James Harden. Not sure the exact details, but he wanted to talk with someone at Grantland about it. You think I could pass along your email so he could get in touch? Best, Sam.
What
that
does
was
it,
from August 2013.
Okay.
What does it mean to pop off with James Harden?
Unclear.
It could have meant that either like there was some kind of confrontation or just it was awesome and he lit it up, right?
Yeah.
Rucker Park is...
It's like a famous a basketball court / playground up in Harlem.
Great. Thank you.
So there was no response from me.
Gotcha.
And then May 2014, hey, Rim, hope you're doing well. This is way after the fact, but my buddy from Fancy is a big fan and would love to connect. Can I pass along your email to him?
Hold on. So a year after the initial request. Oh, you didn't respond to the initial request.
I didn't respond. And then 3 days later... So one thing about my email is all emails that I don't want to respond to right now, but eventually will, I usually take one weekend, even if they're like 9 months later, and I write back to all of them. It's for my guilt.
Okay.
It's a system, and I respect that system.
I have like a very wild email system, but it's all about not being guilty. 3 days later, I go, absolutely, you can definitely, as I wrote def, you can def connect us.
Okay, now we're in August 2014, right?
Wow. So this is just an email about, I never responded to this guy. The connection happened, but never got around to it.
But it was after a debt forgiveness weekend.
So back to original person who we picked because we randomly went on my friends from college on Facebook and he popped up and I thought that I didn't really remember him and I've never talked to him. Fun fact,
yeah.
I have,
yeah.
And I owe him an email.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let y'all do whatever you want to this.
Matt, I have a really important question. In your opinion, is this a brand new email? Do we respond to the initial
definitely
thread?
Definitely forward.
Do we
definitely
respond?
Go, hey, been 4 years.
Yeah.
Matt, are we responding to the email that has the college friend and the friend he was trying to connect on it? Yeah, how many people are we dragging into this mess?
These people are so inextricably connected, and the other guy's meant to be on the email. He needs to be.
That was my feeling.
He needs to be CC'd.
Yeah. So the person that we're talking to is a fancy guy, not SoulCycle guy.
We want SoulCycle guy CC'd on this.
Okay.
Hit it.
Hey, gentlemen.
Am I typing?
Yes, you are. Apologies for taking so long to respond.
Here's the thing. I'm going to get a response to this from both people.
We're here.
30 minutes. It's probably going to like ruin my day because I'm going to have to do this now.
First up, which one do you want to go for first, Nicole?
I think we clear the air and then we make the request.
Okay. I fall behind on emails from time to time.
Like all humans.
Yeah.
Like all mortals. Luckily, I have a system. So the alternative is we don't address what happens at all, and we just say, hey, gentlemen, do either of you have a connection to SoulCycle? Yeah, go delete all this. We're overthinking it. This is a different email for a different time.
Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen, do either of you have a connection to SoulCycle? Or another bike opportunity?
Trying to get back in shape.
In the market for a full sponsored membership.
Rembert's kind of smirking. I think he likes this one way better.
Yeah. This is amazing.
For myself and my significant other. And then in parentheses, would you write her name? Sorry, and her birth date.
Just for the registration forms?
Like. Yeah. Let me know. And I would love to return the favor. Rem.
Great.
Beauty.
This is bananas. This is so much weirder than if we had overwritten an email. This is so, so much weirder.
Yeah. All right. We'll put that aside and we'll come back to that at the end of the show. I want to know.
What's in the draft?
What's in the box?
I sent all these emails.
They didn't.
Yeah. My drafts aren't like.
Unfinished business.
Which might be
a
bummer.
What's your oldest draft?
All of this goes back to 09.
Okay.
Whoa. Because when I left college, we had to basically save all of the college emails that we wanted and send them over to a Gmail, which is when I opened a Gmail. And then I have lots of folders.
Wait, what does this mean, year three, year four, year five?
This is all of my financial emails
from,
and any other important emails.
I'm blown away that rather than title these just August 11th, right? Because it just says August 11th through 12,
yeah.
Which I guess is August 2011 through August 2012, right?
Great guess.
Thank you. You called it year three. Like, why did you, Nate, why are you, the year thing, the calling them years?
Because I want to know how long I've been in New York.
Wow, gotcha. Okay. So your financials are attached to your New York
life. I think it's
life.
Like financials and like other, yeah, these are all loans, loan shit that I did not pay. A lot of them are for like specific stories. Like I went on a summer road trip for work. These are all the emails related to that.
Okay.
So these were folders that were once in my main well, but once they
are done.
I put them into this miscellany other file because it's just nice to
Something so romantic to me about calling it year one, year two, year three. Let's go to 2006. You dangled some 2006 emails and then I distracted us.
2006.
The Dartmouth. Give us that Dartmouth.
We definitely didn't think, wow, from Senator Barack Obama.
An email from Senator Barack Obama from January 19th, 2007. Oh, an email from Mike Wahlberg.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Mike Wahlberg.
Mutual friend.
Mutual friend.
Dude, I do have something I want to search for because yes. I remember this very distinctly.
Search. Alert.
I remember a picture of you for some reason that I think Mike showed me, and you were like, had just gotten an apartment, and you had a writing job.
Oh, I was sitting on a box?
On your box. You had like a box for a desk or something like that.
Yeah, I'd moved to Hell's Kitchen, and I didn't have a bed yet, so I was like sleeping on a pile of I had like a nice thin pile of sweatshirts,
mm-hmm.
and then put a sweatshirt over the pillow. I know it's on Facebook. I could find it on Facebook.
There it is. Beautiful. There it is.
Oh yeah, mission accomplished.
What a child! That's a child.
Oh yeah, I was sitting on a yoga mat.
Okay.
Wool socks, no shoes. I'm sure there are holes in them.
Yeah.
And this was my room. Like, this was my desk for, like, for like 3 months.
This is not ergonomically okay in any way.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. And my lower back is not recovered.
And, like, to be clear,
I love this enthusiastic response from a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Super duper like this.
I mean, to be clear, your writing career was, like, starting to take off here. That's
2011. I just dropped out of grad school. Yeah, so that was the other thing. I just dropped out of grad school and gotten a job at Grantland, which was, like, a big deal.
So, what were you in grad school for?
Urban planning.
Oh, so very different to leave for writing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I kept a folder of mean things people wrote me.
No.
Oh.
Like, sometimes, like, kind of racist, and then, like, other times kind of nice. I think I used to have them I used to have them separated between, like, mean and nice, and I think I just combined them. I shouldn't have done that. I think I just, like, didn't want to see the mean ones. Like, a lot of them were, like, endearing from, like, people were, like, that thing meant a lot to me. And I was like, that's really nice. Like, I'm just going to keep it.
Is this about the Real Mighty Ducks or the Mighty Ducks team?
The Disney.
That's the Real Mighty Ducks. That's what I meant. That's the Real Mighty Ducks.
What did you write about?
Oh, yeah. I think it was, like, some anniversary.
Gotcha.
Oh, no. I interviewed one of the guys. It was, like, I think it was, like, a 15 or 20 year anniversary. I interviewed the guy who played Guy Germain.
Okay.
It was my favorite movie. But at this time, I was a lot of the emails I was getting were from people who wanted a job or people who were the same age or a little younger who were like just looking for advice, which is still part of my inbox. But that is part of the inbox that gets taken into a folder that I then deal with one May.
Sorry, I just want to point out the drums are also your email icon.
Huh. Again, did not know that.
Are all three of the Mighty Duck movies good?
The order is of goodness is the second one is the best one.
Really?
Yeah, the second one's the best one. That's when they play Iceland.
Oh, it is? I would not have remembered that.
And then the first one's good because you get like the origin.
Right.
And it's like kind of dark.
Yeah.
It's like Emilio Estevez.
And, like, the weird dad, the Joshua Jackson dad stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but, like, Emilio Estevez, like the only reason he's doing it is because, like court-ordered community service, and he, like, hates them. He's just, like he's terrible. And then the third one's all right, but they're in, like, prep school.
Why? Oh, okay. Because as a kid, all three sort of blend together, and all three are just great. And then I was just thinking about it, and I was like, oh, they can't all three be good.
No, they're all three are definitely not good.
Also, why is that a genre? Like, reluctant, angry coach. Like, why is that a trope? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Right? Because that's
like,
with a vulnerable group. In order to deal with a vulnerable group, I must be forced and resentful.
But also, like, role models. That's community service.
Why is this such a thing? Because men don't assume caretaker positions unless a court makes them.
this summer road folder is good because like it's like 2,000 emails of people giving me advice on where I should go. I was writing three stories a week I drove around by myself for 15 weeks. I went crazy. Like I went actually crazy by the end. Like they stopped the road trip before it needed to end because they're like you've lost your mind. Like I like lost all social skills.
Was it the work you were turning in or was it your behavior around the work?
The article started to get a little loopy, but I went to Burning Man.
Oh
well,
no,
come on.
Near the end?
Yeah, near the end, and I drove back to LA where our offices were. And I was supposed to do one last stretch from LA to New York. Cause I was like, I missed Kansas.
That's not one last stretch.
Yeah.
That's a whole trip.
They were like, why do you can just end it. Like you've done a good job. I was like, I missed Kansas. And I came back from Burning Man and my hair, it took like 3 weeks for my hair to get gray. It was so dusty.
Oof.
And they saw the, I'd had this Ford Focus for 3.5 weeks. And the rental car agency was like, we really don't want to take this back. Like, it was so messed up. But when I came to the office, apparently I just wasn't stringing sentences together well. I also filed I couldn't get any service at Burning Man. So I filed my story via text message.
No, I knew it. I knew that's what you were going to say. I hate it so much.
And it came in. Apparently, my editor, it came in over the course of 2 days.
No.
He would just get chunks every 4 hours.
No.
He was
one of the
most fireable offenses. No. I was like, I did not miss my deadline.
So as you would come into reception areas, send it?
There were little parts of Burning Man with these Elon Musk-esque vans that had open Wi-Fi, and I would find one and because I hand wrote it. I hand wrote the whole thing.
Is crazy.
It was 4,000 words. So I typed it all up.
On your phone.
And then I would cut and paste some of it. And then the Wi-Fi would go out and I'd just run around somewhere else and try to find. So yeah, it came in. The other thing about my inbox is that I have a really hard time unsubscribing.
Oh.
Unsubscribe.
Which is what half of these emails are.
Yeah.
Are listservs. Because I'm still convinced that every one good thing is going to pop up one of these days that I'll miss.
Can we unsubscribe you from these two that I'm looking at that are LA specific?
Wait, tell me.
You do not need free food in LA.
That's so true.
So we're going to unsubscribe. Don't think about it. Just do it.
He doesn't like it.
He does not.
Tomorrow they're going to be
are you sure?
Sometimes it also takes.
Yes.
A while.
Yep. Which doesn't make any sense.
What? I'm subscribed to all these?
And you have to unclick them all.
There you go.
Boom.
But what about all my Thrillist emails? I do kind of like getting brainless emails to break up the monotony of break up the serious emails.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I do kind of like archiving 4 or 5 whatever emails so I can procrastinate from getting.
Wait, do you archive would you have archived those ones before we unsubscribe you?
I don't delete any emails.
Oh, wow. Nicole is so happy right now. Give me your one-sentence reason to archive those, because I want to see if it matches Nicole's. Or your two-sentence explanation of why you would archive a marketing email from a company.
You know, when you put it like that.
You don't have a reason?
I think it's just it's right here.
You don't want to get rid of it. So Nicole's reason is different.
I'm going to archive this seamless email. I'm not going to ever need this seamless email. I think the way I typically do it is I a couple times a day, I just go through and do a mass archive.
Uh-huh.
I've looked at each one to make sure that I didn't need it, but I don't really feel figuring out, is this an archive one or a delete one? I'm just let me just do all of these things that don't need to be in my inbox at once. So
gotcha.
Archive takes the place over delete, because then I would have to do even more filtering.
A great reason.
Nicole's rationale is, well, what if 3 years from now we're trying to remember what we got from that restaurant? Then I can look up sushi and find it that way.
So let's say 3 years from now you're like, oh, goddammit, what was that store in LA that I was kind of curious about? Because you archived it, you can do a search for LA, for store, you can do a search for the approximate time period, and you're going to find it.
That is true. I mean, the entire history of my life is in this thing somewhere.
Yeah.
And Matt has no history.
No history.
So my inbox ends up being, because my inbox is, I have 20 unread. My inbox ends up, the perfect is just only the emails that I need to respond to.
And to be clear, yes. Your archive does show 109,000 unread.
Yes.
So that's a hard number to look at, but you're okay with that.
I'm okay with it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
And I guess I could just be
Markham is red. That's going to feel really good if you do that.
Huge.
Hey, Rembert, why don't you go to YouTube?
Why do you not say it the way that I say it? That always confuses people.
Why don't you say the part that you want to say?
Hey, remember, could you go to your tube?
Your tube?
What's your tube history?
Okay, so we're looking up recommended videos, a couple clips from The Office. No, actually a lot of clips from The Office.
I've been watching a lot of The Office, but on Netflix. How does...
Isn't that creepy? I was just watching it on Netflix, too. It all knows. It knows all of it.
Wait, can I tell you something creepy?
What's that?
I was listening to one of your podcasts.
Okay.
On the train, and one of your guests was talking about young Jerry Saltz.
Uh-huh.
And then I went on Instagram, and his Instagram popped up.
Ew.
You know...
I mean, I follow Jerry, and I used to work with Jerry. Don't, you know, you don't see everyone that you follow on your timeline,
right.
And his typically don't. And it just happened while I was listening, and I was like, I'm gonna throw my red flag as creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know that they listen. We should all just know that that happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but like, it happened so quick. It was creepy.
Yeah, that's... It would be the ultimate red flag if you did not follow Jerry Saltz, but
yeah,
it's still
a
red flag. There's still a flag. It's a flag worthy.
It's flaggy. It's a light red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to history. So scroll, all the way over to the left. Yep.
You're teaching me how to use YouTube.
Sorry. Is that condescending?
I like that the only thing I have on here is 24 season 5.
Which has to be available somewhere else besides YouTube.
I watched lots of music videos.
Check out search history. We Are the World.
I watched a lot of Queen the other day.
You did watch We Are the World, too.
Oh, is that because the movie's coming out?
Yeah.
How much of this is work / writing related, and how much of this is you entertaining yourself?
This is 0% work related.
Wait, what was Tracy McGrady down there? 13 points in 35 seconds.
I like, I'm a big fan of the Chromecast. And I like playing music videos on my TV as I do anything, clean, entertain.
Sorry, when did you write your Mighty Ducks article? Oh, 2011. So the fact that 4 days ago you were watching clips of We Are the Champions from Mighty Ducks is
all
just
related.
Coincidence.
No.
I mean, it's just.
Yes. I don't tweet that much anymore, but I just like was watching Queen and was like overwhelmed. And I was tweeting about how Queen had the best, like, top five.
Ooh,
songs of
yeah.
any group.
Is this a silly question to ask what the top five is?
Somebody to Love.
Ooh.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Under Pressure.
Ooh.
We Are the Champions. Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, I mean, that's just solid.
But then after this, I admitted that one of the reasons I love We Are the Champions is because it's in the credit scene of Mighty Ducks 2.
The fact that Bohemian Rhapsody like didn't get... And I like the movie Wayne's World, but that it didn't get like ruined or over or sort of destroyed by being connected with that scene.
I would say almost elevated.
I mean, yeah, you can make that point.
Oh, yeah. Let's check out some tabs. Checking out tabs.
Tabs.
I'm writing a screenplay. This is my Google Docs. I love Google Docs.
Wait, so you're writing a screenplay in Google Docs, not in, or is that just
your
outline?
Oh, no,
this is
a treatment. Yeah, this is, I have final.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was worried about it, but
I just rented a car on Enterprise.
For what purpose? Oh, for moving?
I'm driving from...
Uh-oh, careful. Do not get in a rental car and start driving. I don't know if this is a good idea.
From Providence. I'm going to my girlfriend's 10-year reunion at Brown this weekend.
Oh.
But then I have to also go to a wedding upstate.
Gotcha.
And there's no convenient high-speed rail that goes from... Providence, due west to Poughkeepsie, so had to rent a car.
Oh no! Weirdly, upstate New York is a pain in the ass to get to on rail.
Yeah, unless you're coming from New York.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a wedding website.
Just a wedding website. Oh, the wedding you're going to.
The layout seems to be.
I'm not in love with the layout.
Yeah, that those tabs on the left should not be cutting over like that.
Is it my fault?
Well.
Honestly, it should be intuitive.
Yeah, it should display no matter how it says.
Is that a Memorial Day weekend wedding?
Yeah.
No judgment, but like, whew.
I have this like weird obsession with LinkedIn. I don't know if you do.
No, I don't. I have a fake LinkedIn profile.
I do too, actually.
It says I work at Ha.
It says I'm the co-owner of the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, congrats.
And I've gotten lots of headhunting from it.
Do you think a headhunter just thought, like, wow, jackpot? I can't
like,
believe it's just
right
listed
here.
Like this.
I had to apply for something, like, for real for, like, the first time in, like, 5 years. So I had to, like, delete some. Oh, no, it's still up there.
Sole owner.
Wait,
this is great. Because you started with co-owner for, like, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And then you switched over to sole owner. Wait, so while you own the Falcons, the Hawks, you were head coach of the Falcons. Is that – wait, do I have that right?
Also just commissioner of the NFL in general. This is absurd.
Wait, this is fantastic. But then there's like just real stuff.
So this is like my – these are my real jobs. I was once a congressional intern and I worked at a foundation and then I worked at this potential Ponzi scheme of a consulting agency.
And then you disappeared for 4 years and came back completely as commissioner of the NFL.
And then while commissioner of the NFL became head coach – of the Atlanta Falcons. Didn't see this one coming. It was a big surprise. While this is also happening, I wrote for Grantland for 4 years and 3 months.
Because you have to have a passion.
And yeah. Own the Hawks. So you own the Hawks, coaching the Falcons.
Which was kind of a conflict of interest.
Yeah, major conflict.
Because I wrote
interest.
A lot of pro Hawks stories while
also,
I was.
Also, I mean, here's the only hole in it. You were both co-owner and sole owner at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. So yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
I love
can
that.
I ask a serious question about being a congressional intern?
Yes.
Isn't it usually where you're from, but maybe not?
Yeah. It was, I worked for Ted Kennedy, but he was the chairman of one of the committees.
Gotcha.
But I got to deliver mail to his house once, and that was terrifying.
DC house? Or
DC yeah. house.
I haven't thought about this in a long time, and what I'm about to describe is not comparable at all to delivering mail to Ted Kennedy's house. But it is weird how much they make interns go to people's homes. Like, you would never make, like, a low-level employee do something like that. But when it's an intern, it's like, go feed Mara's cats. And yeah. It's like, I'm in the executive director's weird apartment looking for her cats. Why is this okay?
Yeah, there's this.
Because I'm a child?
At 6 p.m. every day, there was, like, it was called the bag, but it was, like, an actual, like, briefcase that all of the documents that he needed to read to prepare for the next day. So, like, every wing of, like, Ted Kennedy world had to get their stuff
in the
to
bag.
The bag by 6. But he somehow had to leave before 6, so he didn't get the bag. So someone had to take the bag to his house, and somehow that fell on my...
So you took
the bag. Is this one day or every day that was the system?
That was the system every day.
You were the bag
Wait,
man.
Why not
you
just
the bag
bump
man.
Up the time to be the time when he leaves?
Wow.
You know, it was January, March of 07. So that was working on the Hill when both Barack and Hillary announced they were running for president while
yeah,
they were
cool.
senators. So it was very tight.
Gosh, it's also crazy to think in January to March 2007, it looked like that was also going to be like a pretty cool election. Like John McCain, we know him as the reasonable Republican, and he's going to be their candidate. This is going to be a fair election between good people.
True.
What a time.
Yeah, those are all my cool tabs. The other ones are ones y'all opened up.
Wait, yeah. Why? No, you just closed Ariana Grande. What are you you reading about her and Pete?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah. I also like that got 280 characters on Twitter is not such a brag anymore.
I know. Let's change that.
Yeah, just make it 380.
So much social media. I don't love any of it.
Yeah. That's fair. What's your favorite, though?
Instagram.
Yeah, same.
I like Instagram. People have started to use Instagram as, like, business cards, almost. Like, people are like, oh, let's connect. What's your Instagram? That happens.
That's weird.
That happens in, like, New York, like youth world, which
gotcha.
I accidentally end up in sometimes, even though I'm like...
It's because you're on all those marketing lists.
Oh, so many marketing lists. I love brands. Are there any brands y'all are pumping? I'll help.
Yeah, there are. What are they? What about, is there anything we can reenact?
I'm on a group text called Pasta Abdul, like Paula Abdul.
Like Paula Abdul.
Yeah, obviously.
Where there was a period of time where we were just trying to do dad jokes for like a long time, and they're all really bad. I have to find them. But I don't know how to tell jokes. like the setup and delivery.
I don't either.
I genuinely don't.
I've never actually done one right before.
Yeah, no, me neither.
To the point where people think it's funny and try to make me tell jokes. The setup of like the way you have to set it up is like you start your text being like, I got a joke. And then someone has to wait. You have to wait for someone to be like, what is it? And then you tell a joke.
Well, why don't you search for I got a joke in your text messages?
Actually, can I just tell you a story someone told me?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the craziest New York story I've ever heard.
Okay, bring it.
In 10 years.
Okay.
So this was told to me at a bar a couple days ago. And when someone's like, do y'all, like at a bar, do y'all want to hear the craziest story ever? Like my eyes immediately rolled. She's like, so a friend of hers like was, lives with two other roommates and went out of town and came back and like went into her room. Everything looked right. But there was a Snickers wrapper on the ground and just kind of weird.
That's creepy. That's legit creepy.
So like just went to her roommates and was like, so I was just curious if any of you had been eating like a Snickers. And like I just found the wrapper
at the foot of my bed.
And they were both like, we don't know what you're talking about. And so she's just like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like it clearly was one of you. I don't know why you're lying to me about this. But whatever, it blows over. A couple weeks later, comes back.
No.
This is scary, mate. This is like freaking
there's
me out.
There's a different Snickers wrapper. You know, so she's going into like all these scenarios. She's like, well, there's a window. Like maybe a bird keeps bringing in Snickers wrappers. Like, so she approaches the roommates again. Like, are they pranking me? And they're just like, no, like seriously. Like, we don't know what is happening. And also like, it's kind of creeping us out too. Like... So she set up like a nanny cam type situation.
Stop.
Which Brilliant. Like I think people often think to do, but no one actually does. Yeah. She did it. Goes out of town again, like a couple weeks
later. Schedules a trip
specifically.
Yeah.
At this point, you're going out of town on purpose.
Like, bye. Just like across the street with binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes back, she like looks at the tape and it's, you know, nothing. It's just like a still room, a still room, a still room. And then sees her super in her room. And at first is like, that's weird. My super is in my room, but it's also my super. Like maybe my super was like fixing something and keeps like leaving a Snickers wrapper, blah, blah, blah. And then a second dude comes in.
Oh, no.
And then a third dude comes in. And at this point, like, has their hands on their faces, and she just, like, turns her phone around to show two screenshots, and it's the super lying in bed.
Oh, boy.
Eating a Snickers while dude two is performing a sexual act on him while you see the back of dude three's head filming it.
Wow.
And that's the screenshot that we saw.
Look at Nicole. Nicole's entire face is in her sweatshirt right now.
I couldn't believe it. He's eating Snickers right now. This is the... I don't really get speechless. I just didn't move for like 15 minutes.
Like, holy shit.
So...
Wait. Do you have any more information about this story?
No. I'm hoping that some, financial retribution is happening.
Right.
Like maybe never have to pay rent ever again.
Or... Yeah, right. 100%. Just that two times. And also, I'm weird. So, like, it's like, he was probably wearing street clothes in her bed.
So
outside clothes in her inside
the
bed.
The best part is that those of us that heard the story, we all came back and started talking about, you know, the other questions.
Well, like, I have one.
Like, why Snickers?
Is it a calling card? It's a calling card, right?
It feels a little bit like,
if
yes,
you've
yes,
done
yes,
it twice,
yes,
a calling
yes,
card.
Yes, yes,
it's like, do you,
yes.
It's like, are you the Joker? Oh my God, I forgot. That's that part of the story is so crazy. I forgot the other part.
Okay.
Which is that, but they were also doing like basically crack.
From what I know about you, this is like a dream for you because you love to. I remember a thing you did, Nicki Minaj, like unpacking this picture of her at a bar mitzvah.
Yes.
And you did a deep dive on it, an awesome breakdown of it. That's just one example.
Yeah.
Like you having this mental picture, this is like a dream for you probably to be able to unpack it.
I can't stop. I'm not surprised that I told the story because like every 3 hours I think about it.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 days now. So a lot of my day is taken up. Because when I think about it, there goes a full hour.
How did he know she was leaving town? And like, is
a great question. My question is, I don't think that was the only two times.
Yeah, of course not.
Also, yeah, like.
Oh, but then that leads to another question. Why did the Snickers just start to appear then?
A great question. I feel like it's the closest I've ever been to like iced tea on SVU or something. Like this is my like crime procedural NCIS dream. I feel like this is like a plot line on one of 7 CBS shows. What if he had a camera in there to see when no one was there?
No!
I'm what if there's a double camera situation? I'm like, how do you know when all 3 roommates are gone?
Right.
It's so much. I like telling people because now they're stuck with the story and now it's going to ruin their week.
Yeah, Nicole.
Do you understand how many, you like at least 60 people now also are going to have this experience?
Oh, Nicole just assumes that only like 60 people listen to this because she doesn't like thinking about bigger numbers than that. Yeah. That's why she said that.
Yep.
So right.
Did they take their shoes off? Or were their
shoes
on?
So I didn't. You know, I should have.
I know why you're asking, but that sounds like you're being like kind of sick, deviant. Like, so were they doing it with their shoes on or what?
I would no. If you would have just been like, did they have socks on? I would have been like, okay, like that's
too far. Yeah, Nicole. Yeah.
Like they both have Timberlands on.
That's what I'm picturing. That's what I'm picturing. And honestly, that's the hardest part for me to get over.
Yeah.
True.
Big Apple. Like it's a town. What a town.
What a town.
What a town. What a town.
Rembert.
It's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Can we read that email that we have in drafts?
Hey, gentlemen. Do either of you have a connection to SoulCycle or another bike opportunity? That's the silliest sentence.
Yes.
That, like, that as a standalone sentence, it's ridiculous. Or another bike opportunity. Trying to get back in shape in the market for a full sponsored membership for myself and my significant other. Parentheses, Andrea, October 11th. Let me know, and I would love to return the favor. Rem. I sign all my emails, Rem. Unclear why the birthday's there, but I like
they're gonna
it.
They're going to need it for when they registration fill out the membership.
Forms. Gotcha.
Is this the shortest email we've written, right?
Yeah, and it's perfect. It's poetry. Maybe you won't have to send it.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. You got to get this wrong 2 times.
You have 2 chances.
I have to get the same question wrong twice?
Yes.
It's a four answer. It's harder than you think sometimes.
Urban legend and fake news fact checker Snopes.com feature a parody page of stories that they made up to demonstrate that you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the parody page? A. Registry of Fictional Lore, ROFL. B. Urban Myths and Discourses, UMAD. C. Legendary Index of Epic Stories, Lies. D. The Repository of Lost Legends, Troll.
Wow.
Wow, that's really hard.
Registry of
nodded.
Fictional Lore, Urban
you
Myths and
the
Discourses.
Website. You're like, yes.
Oh, I know of Snopes. Can you read them to me one more time? I'm just going to let it rip.
A. Registry of Fictional Lore, ROFL. B. Urban Myths and Discourses, UMAD. C. Legendary Index of Epic Stories, Lies. D. The Repository of Lost Legends, Troll.
C.
Legendary Index of Epic Stories.
Lies.
Rachel says no.
Oh, wow. Okay, now down to your last chance.
I don't think it's B. I don't think it's UMAD. And the acronyms for A and D were, one was...
ROFL.
ROFL.
Troll.
And Troll.
A.
That's another no. Rachel said no.
Is it UMAD? Okay.
Troll.
I was like, it's not UMAD.
UMAD,
bro. I would have guessed UMAD.
I was just like, I don't think Snopes is out here like with that vernacular.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really fair. That's fair.
This was so fun.
What are you talking about? You have to send an email, open up that computer, act like we're done.
Oh wow. There
No, you didn't.
Of course.
It was so fast. There was no
There was. Yeah, that was like a pull off the
grip,
band-aid.
grip.
Grip.
No. you sent that the same swift
tremendous.
Movement you destroyed that banana earlier.
You got to let us know what happens with that.
I will.
Anything you want to promote?
Today's sponsor is Grip It and Rip It.
Just
the lifestyle.
Yeah.
My Twitter is at Rembert, R-E-M-B-E-R-T.
And if you want to find us, get us on Twitter on at InboxThePodcast or InboxThePodcast@gmail.com.
Can I be 100% honest? I would be so much less weirded out if my super was naked in my bed than if my super wore clothes in my bed.
Oh, yeah. They were like, there was not a lot of nakedness happened.
Unacceptable.
It was two mostly clothed older men.
Give me a year of age.
Like 55.
That's
60.
So many cycles out of college.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I think it's a lot of cycles out of crack, too. I think you're supposed to be out the game.
You should have quit that
five, six
cycles ago at least. Maybe probably shouldn't have done it in the first place. But
yeah.
I'm never going to look at a Snickers the same way again.
Oh, that's beyond, like, true. Like, if someone offered me one, I would just be like, nah. Like, I would probably be
not
like, don't you ever do that to me again.
You sick bastard.